You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's cricketers are on a mission in England over the next couple of weeks. Victory in the one-day series is the most obvious, but the culture within the team is also under the microscope in the wake of the ball tampering scandal. With that in mind, former captain Ricky Ponting has been appointed as an advisor to the squad and new coach Justin Langer. Ponting says he's happy to be back in the team environment and provide help wherever it's needed.
That's what I look forward to, you know, being around the group now and being on a tour in England. You get 4 hours on the bus tomorrow and I'll be able to sit down with a lot of the young blokes and talk cricket. I love doing it. I know there's a lot of young blokes up there like talking about cricket as well, and no doubt today I'll come up and how we're going to improve for Saturday I'll come up, and that's what I'm here for, I guess.
Victory in the Welsh capital Cardiff in the early hours of Sunday morning will level the five-match series at one game apiece. To golf, and the world's top players are in action on New York's challenging Long Island course at Shinnecock Hills. Some big names struggled with the course and the wet and windy weather over the opening two rounds. Even current world number one Dustin Johnson admitted it's providing a test of the very best players.
Anything under par on this golf course is very good, especially in the conditions we have today. I felt like it, you know, from start to finish, it was very difficult. You know, you had to focus on every single shot you hit, putts, everything. It was just difficult all day.
In Melbourne on Saturday night, Australia can wrap up the three-test rugby union series against Ireland with victory in the second test. The tourists are the reigning Six Nations champions and have made eight changes to the side which lost the opening test in Brisbane last weekend. The forward pack in particular is being beefed up, while in the halves, Johnny Sexton will resume his long-standing partnership with Conor Murray. Wallabies captain Michael Hooper is mindful the Irish will be itching to level the series and looks certain to bring a higher level of intensity.
We're excited. You can only assume what you think's going to happen, and then you've got to be able to deal with it on the field. Like I've been saying, we expect them to change up a few things. Different players are going to bring different threats. You've got to be able to, understand that these things will happen and then deal with it, move on, like with the intensity you're speaking about.
There are some big matches in the AFL in round 13, including the Hawthorn versus Adelaide match at the MCG on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the reigning premiers Richmond take on the Geelong Cats. In the NRL, round 15 is taking place. The ladder-leading St George Illawarra Dragons welcome Manly to their second home in Wollongong. Then on Sunday, Newcastle meets the Melbourne Storm before the West's Tigers play the Canberra Raiders. The Super Netball season will hit its halfway point this weekend. The Melbourne Vixens take on the table-topping West Coast Fever on Saturday, while there are three matches on a busy Sunday. The Adelaide Thunderbirds and Queensland Firebirds go head-to-head before the Giants meet the Magpies. That's followed by the third-place New South Wales Swifts against the Sunshine Coast Lightning. And finally, in motorsport, the V8 Supercar Series moved to Darwin's Hidden Valley Raceway.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.